From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,020th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
I met a little girl in the state of Arkansas. Her name, it was Mirandy. I wanted to love, so I asked her boy, said, tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
My, oh, my, it's the apple of your eye. Don't thank you, real Jim Dandy. Take my advice and play it on ice, boy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
Her out the time of her life. Give a good Napoleon brandy. She's never gonna make that woman your wife unless you tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
My, oh my, it's the apple of your eye. Don't thank you, real Jim Dandy. Take my advice and put it on ice, boy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
Porter Wagoner with Tell Her Lies and Feed Her Candy. Welcome, Porter. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's really good to be here, Grant. But instead of you and me kind of yakking out here, why don't you think we ought to tell the folks about the show?
Good idea, Porter. Well, neighbors, we got a fine show lined up. First off is Archie Campbell.
And the Jordanaires, also my good friend Hank Garland.
Yeah, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our very special guest, Miss Skeeter Davis. Skeeter will be talking to us a little and singing one of her fine songs in just a little while. But right now, it's time that we heard one of those good spirituals by the Jordanaires. So here they are with Dip Your Fingers in Some Water.
Father Abraham, please let Lazarus come.
No, let him come. Dip your fingers in some water. Oh, my God. Dip your fingers in some water.
Kuma Park.
March in some. Dip your fingers in some water. Kuma. March in some. Dip your fingers in some water.
Just dip your fingers
in some water. Hearts in tongue, dip your fingers in some water. Hearts in tongue, dip your fingers in some water. Hearts in tongue, for I'm tormented in the flame.
Well, the rich man lives. Well, he lives so well. But when he dies,
dip your fingers
in some water. Marching tongue, dip your fingers in some water. Marching tongue, dip your fingers in some water. Marching tongue, for I'm tormented in the flame.
Well, a poor man in my life.
Well, in Louisiana.
He's got as poor as I. Well, and when he died. Dip your fingers
in some water. March in tongue, dip your fingers in some water. March in tongue, dip your fingers in some water. March in tongue, for I'm tormented in the flame.
Oh, the Jordanaires, and a great job it was. Thank you, boys. Which brings us right down to guest time on the show. Our guest tonight is a great favorite with all of the Opry audience. So let's make her welcome right now, Miss Skeeter Davis. Skeeter, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Porter, and it's good to be here. It's been a long time.
Well, it's been way too long. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, you know how it is. I've been getting around the country, making personals and cutting a few records.
Yes, I know, and by the way, you've got a great new one. But right now, I wish that you would sing one of your old ones. It's a very special favorite of mine. One titled, I've Forgotten More Than You'll Ever Know.
I've forgotten more than you'll ever know.
smile on his lips, the thrill at the touch of his fingertips. But I've forgotten more than you ever know about him. You think you'll find a heaven of bliss in each caress, each tender kiss, but I've forgotten more than you ever know about him. You stole his love from me one day. You didn't care how you hurt me, but you can never steal away memories of what used to be. Think he's yours to have and to hold. Someday you'll learn when his love goes cold that I've forgotten more than you ever know about him.
Grant Turner, come over here and answer a question for me.
Fire away, Porter.
You know, I noticed that whenever you're having anything to do, you usually kind of sitting calm and quiet enjoying your pipe. Every once in a while, you kind of rub it and look at it sort of like you were looking at an old friend.
Well, Porter, in a way, that's exactly what a pipe is, just like a friend. A pipe can give you a world of pleasure and comfort, especially if it's loaded with the right tobacco.
And the right smoking tobacco is naturally Prince Albert.
Naturally, Porter, because in PA, the natural taste of the fine tobacco is locked in by a special Prince Albert process. And that means you get real smoking pleasure, a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time you light up. Prince Albert is always so fresh, it's crimp cut too. And making men prefer PA, it rolls so easy in OCB paper. Smokes good and mild. So, making man or pipe smoker, if it's a friendly, satisfying, comfortable smoke you want, switch to Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now, here's my good friend Tommy Jackson, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee travelers, to cut a few capers to the tune of that old timer, Tennessee Wagoner. Tommy, and thank you, Square Dancers. Boy, that is just what we needed to kind of stir things up around here.
I'll say it was, but Porter, while I got you out here, I've got a favor I want to ask you, and I don't want to borrow any money either.
Well, Grant, that's all right. If I had any, well, you could sure have it, but what do you got on your mind?
Well, seeing as we're down to hymn time now on the show, I've got a favorite sacred song, and I want you to do it for all the folks.
Well, I'd be glad to, Grant, and I think that I know the one that you mean. In these days of strife and unrest, when men seem to have forgotten him who died so that we might live. It's good sometimes to pause and think of him who said, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, you have done it unto me." And live our lives so that he would be pleased if Jesus came to our house. What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you? If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you was glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But what about your family conversation? Would it keep up its normal pace? Would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends, or hope that they'd stay away till his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on, or sigh with great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you? Thank you. Thank you very much. You're certainly a great audience. And now here's my good friend Hank Garland and his guitar and the Fireball Mail, Hank. Thanks a lot, Hank. Boy, that's a dandy. Which brings us up to laugh time on the show, and when we introduce the wise man who once said, "Married men do not live longer than single ones." It just seems that way. Archie Campbell!
Porter?
Fine, Archie. It's good to see you.
Glad to see you too, by granny. It's feeling uncommonly well tonight myself. First thing I want to do is ask you a little question.
All right, fire away.
what is the most important animal in the world?
Well, I don't reckon I know what is the most important animal.
Do you know what the most important animal in the world is?
I'm afraid not.
It's the papa alligator.
The papa alligator?
The papa alligator.
Well, how come?
Well, you see, this mama alligator, she crawls out on the bank and lays 10,000 eggs. Then papa alligator, he comes right along behind her, and he eats 9,999 of them eggs.
Well, so what?
So what? If it wasn't for Papa Alligator, we'd be up to our knees in alligators.
Archie, your wife wants you on the phone.
What'd you say, Skeeter?
I said your wife wants you on the phone.
My wife wants me on at a time like this?
She said right now. She said that she wants to give you a kiss over the phone. That's what she said.
Wants to give me a kiss over the telephone?
Yeah.
I tell you what you do, honey. You take the message and I'll get it from you later.
Okay.
Hey, Archie. Hey. Now is it... Thank you very much. Now ain't that a fine way to talk to the ladies?
How's that?
I say, now isn't that a fine way to be talking to the ladies? What kind of a man are you?
Well,
where is your chivalry?
Where's my what?
Your chivalry.
It's out there in the parking lot next to your Cadillac.
I'm telling you. You're a pistol. You are a pistol.
Well, you ain't no pistol.
Well, what do you mean I ain't no pistol?
Well, you just ain't no pistol. I tell you, the reason you ain't no pistol, because by granny, you can't make a young colt out of an old .45.
You didn't get what I mean. When I said you was a pistol, I meant you sounded like you was half shot.
Well, I did have a short, so that's none of your business. Hey, speaking of horses, I don't know that we did, but we've got to, or I can't tell this next story.
Yes.
But these Grand Ole Opry boys, I've never seen people in my life that was as crazy about horses as they are.
Is that right?
I was down there in New Orleans yesterday, and, well, you remember this story about Lady Godiva? You remember Lady Godiva? Over there in England years ago, she was the lady, you know, that rode down the street on a big white horse down the streets of Coventry. She rode down the streets of Coventry on a big white horse, and she was unclad.
Unclad?
Yeah, and she had on no wearing apparel.
No what?
She is Jaybird, Porter. See, the story is that Lady Godiva went down the street. She rode down the street on this big white horse with no clothes on. And so down there in New Orleans, yesterday they were going to react that thing over there on a certain street, you know. And these boys from the Opry, I'll tell you, like strapping snakes. I never saw anybody go anywhere so fast. They wanted to see that.
You know what their big hurry was?
Yeah, they'd never seen a white horse before.
Oh, my. Archie, give us your advice on how to make a perfect marriage.
Porter, it's like that old recipe for rabbit stew. First, a girl she's got to catch a husband, and then after she's got him captured, she's got to make the critter comfortable.
Oh, I see. Comfort is important in marriage, just like it is in pipe smoking. And the best way to get pipe smoking comfort is to light up with mild and mellow Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Well, naturally, everybody knows that, Porter.
Prince Albert is so fresh, and it's crimp cut. It tastes good, because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. That's why making men and pipe smokers all swear by PA. Say there's nothing like it for a cool, comfortable smoke. That's what helps make Prince Albert America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now here's our guest, Skeeter Davis, back once more and all set to sing her brand new RCA Victor record, Set Him Free.
Set him free, set him free, for I love him, you see.
Order in the court. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do. Judge, I've never believed in divorces, unless they just have to be. But after you've heard my story, then I know you'll set this man free. It began right after the wedding. She cheated and she lied from the start. And I could see from the way they were headed, this woman would soon break his heart. Set him free, set him free, for I love him, you see. The three of us were always the best of friends. But after I leave this courtroom, Judge, I know our friendship ends. If you could have heard the awful things that I've heard her say, why, she'd call him names and slap his face, and he'd just turn away. And the nights we went out for fun, it was all so plain to see then. She'd dance all night with someone else, and she'd leave him there with me. Set him free, set him free, for I love him, you see. Now I ask you, Judge, to understand. Think it over slow. You see, I fell in love with him, and I don't care who knows. Well, I'd respect him as a husband, and I would treat him like a man. And I know I can help him find more happiness than this woman ever can. Well, Judge, you've heard my story. It's true as true can be. I've even told you that I love him. So, Judge, won't you please set him free? Set him free, set him free. For I love him, you see.
Thank you, Skeeter, and that makes, we certainly want to thank you very much. It makes us feel good to hear that one. Now here is one of our regular Opry featured performers. Let's make welcome Grandpa Jones.
Yeah.
With Melinda.
Yeah.
Oh, Melinda, she was handsome, the fairest in the land. Her cheek was like a big whole cake, and her teeth was like a ham. She was 6 feet and over. Her eyes were the beautiful red. She used to stand up on a chair when she wanted to scratch her head. Oh, don't you cry, Melinda. Don't you cry for me. I'm going away to leave you way down in Tennessee. But I'll be back again, my love, when the corn is in the ear, to pick up on my old banjo with you, Melinda, dear. The first time that I met her, I never will forget. She put her arms around me and pressed me to her lips. She whispered very gently, "You are a handsome chap." She broke my new suspenders when she sat upon my lap. Oh, don't you cry, Melinda. Don't you cry for me. I'm going away to leave you way down in Tennessee. But I'll be back again, my love, when the corn is in the ear, to pick up on my old banjo for you, Melinda, dear. Swim, I'd open up my alligator and scoot old Linda in. Oh, don't you cry, Melinda. Don't you cry for me. I'm going away to leave you way down in Tennessee. But I'll be back again, my love, when the corn is in the ear, to pick up on my old banjo for you, Melinda.
Grandpa Jones, and that was really a dandy.
It certainly was, Porter. But now, before time slips away from us, how about giving us a little lowdown on your travels?
Grand, I'd be only too happy to. We just got back from a real wonderful tour down through Mississippi and down in New Orleans, Louisiana. And we're going back down through Mississippi and New Orleans, down in Louisiana next week. Then we're going up to Minneapolis, Minnesota for a week.
Well,
so we're really looking forward to it.
Well, it looks like you're going to do a lot of traveling. I know the folks will be happy to see you. In fact, if you notice something a little different about our audience tonight, we got a lot of folks from your home state here with us.
We
tonight.
Certainly have a lot of folks,
yes,
from up in Missouri, and we're
sure
really happy
here.
To have them here.
Now it's time for a song from Porter. Thank you, friend. Now here's Porter Wagoner, one of his big RCA Victor records, Satisfied Mind.
How many times have
You heard someone say, if I had just my way, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I've dreamed for to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Is a pauper at times compared to the man with the satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out. My friends and my loved ones, I'll leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Neighbors, that's the signal for us to cut out of here for right now. But it sure was nice having you here with us this evening at the Grand Ole Opry in person, and all of you listening to us on radio. Be sure and listen next week. Ray Price will be the big star, and he'll have Carl Butler along as his special guest and many, many other of your opera favorites. Till then, this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Sometimes the most quiet passage in a piece of music is the most effective, and a quiet fact is often more impressive than loud shouting. For example, more people smoke Camel cigarettes and have for 10 straight years than any other kind, any filter, any king, any regular. Now, the reason behind that fact is particularly significant today. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The costly Camel blend of choice quality Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equal. There is nothing else just like the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness of each and every Camel. More and more people are realizing that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Try Camel and see for yourself why it remains the most pleasing, most popular cigarette of all year after year. If you're smoking more today but enjoying it less, well then, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.